Def Leppard coming for a big show with Journey. What a ticket that is. On the rest of the tour, Cheap Trick will be joining them. But when they play here in Chicago next summer, it will be the Steve Miller Band. Howard Tolman, any interest in seeing Def Leppard, Journey, or the Steve Miller Band? Probably not. You might want to engage his phone for him so we can converse. That's not your style of music, is it, Howard?
No, but I'm going to the Stones on June 27th. That's my birthday.
Oh.
And that's when they'll be at Soldier Field. So
that's fantastic. And did you have to pay an arm and a leg for tickets?
I'm sure that was the case. But, you know, it's so rare that, you know, they show up. So, and I hope, you know, it's a very interesting commentary on so many organizations, you know, during COVID and after COVID, discovered if they were subscription or any kind of like, you know, long-term organizations, that it was very hard to get people to commit. But I'm saying to myself, geez, this is 6+, you know, months away. And, you know, Mick is like 8 trillion years old. I mean, I just hope the band shows up. You know, I don't know what'll happen.
And it's your birthday, like, and you have to do it. And look, yeah. I bought tickets to Pink last week, and she's not playing till August. And I there's no way that I can confirm now that I'm going to be available on August 24th, but you just got to go for it. That's the way it
well,
is.
Well, the other thing is, I wrote this piece a while ago that said basically the further out something, you know, is, the less likely it is I'm going to actually attend, you know. So, you know, I just think, you know, we have, you know, great hopes and a lot of plans. And then as it gets closer, it's just, you know. Yeah. It's just hard to get out of bed sometimes, but anyway.
I thought that was just me, Howard. Nice to hear it's you, too.
No, I think we're all, you know, sort of in the doldrums here. It's going to be a bumpy, it's going to be a bumpy ride for
Howard
few,
is the general managing partner with G2T3V, joins us every Tuesday. He's a standard on Tuesdays around here on WGN, and we usually talk about his article and on Inc.com, and the title of the article today is "How Much Office Space Do You Really Need?" And Howard, you put something in that article that I know you don't like, but you said the 5-day work week is gone forever, and you can safely assume that 30% to 50% of your workforce will be remote for the foreseeable future. And then that plays into what do we do with all this office space?
Yeah, for sure. I think that, you know, we learned all kinds of lessons from COVID, but one for sure was that, you know, white-collar workers, knowledge workers, people who aren't dependent on, you know, factory equipment and things like that, they just figured out that saving an hour or two a day at least and all the expenses associated with commuting and, you know, wearing clothes to the office and a million other things just didn't work. In fact, I think 5 years from now, there'll be a bunch of academic studies that suggest that we didn't even lose any productivity. But the prospect of saying to any human being, would you rather cram 4 days of solid work into a week and then have 3 days off, or would you, you know, like to stretch it out over 5 days and have Fridays be a half day, pretend day anyway? I think that's where we're headed. I just think that we're not going to see, except for certain kinds of service organizations, we're not going to see a 5-day week. So,
and you dealt with companies trying to entice their employees back in the article today by offering everything from pickleball courts to maybe a massage.
Well, you know, what's so funny, I mean, you know, pickleball has exploded, obviously. But what's so interesting is you do see that. You actually see companies that have, you know, wide open spaces, you know, putting tape on the floor and saying, hey, it's a pickleball court, you know. And so, but look, I wrote about this a long time ago, which was if, you know, if it was all about pong tables and if it was all about entertainment, that's not why you go to the office, you know, by and large. And part two of that was if you have to bribe your people to come back to work, they're probably the wrong people. So I think that's a fairly hardline attitude. But I mean, I think the pendulum is swinging back toward, you know, if you want to be here, you know, we have a pretty serious commitment to work and getting the job done. And, you know, you don't have to bring your whole self to the office, and we don't need to know about, you know, all your emotional requirements. We'd just like you to show up and do your job.
Right. But with all this office space, they probably don't care if some of it is taped off for a pickleball court.
Well, it's so funny because some of it is appealing. You know, I've had a few of our companies have said, boy, we can move into this, you know, space that used to be, you know, part of XYZ company or whatever. And they're excited because, you know, there's probably furniture left over. It's probably not going to be expensive rent. But what they don't understand is, I mean, you know, trying to start something new sort of in the, you know, in the leftovers and the, you know, the signs from the last business that didn't make it is probably the worst place you could possibly want to build your new business. So, you know, this looks like a bargain, but the truth is, I think that the landlords are going to have to figure out what to do with a tremendous amount of space in the Loop. And I don't think it's going to be residential in our lifetime. So all of the discussions you hear about that, I think, are people just smoking some kind of, you know, friendly substance.
Howard Tolman, General Managing Partner, G2T3V, is with us. I know you're heavy into the arts. Heck, your art collection is amazing. Have you seen the movie that I think was produced by the Obamas? We were talking about it on the air, called Leave the World Behind.
Yeah, I did. Go ahead, sorry.
I heard a big sonic boom today, and that triggered something with Mary, because I was like, what is that? The whole house shook. And she's like, did you see this movie? And everybody's been weighing in on it, so I wanted your opinion on it.
Well, look, the interesting thing, I mean, let me say in general, you know, that there is so much content out there. There are so many things to see and stuff that there just aren't enough hours in the day. So, I mean, I think you have to filter, you know, and try to manage your time before you drive yourself crazy. But I thought it was, I thought it was a good story, and I thought it was well acted. The truth is, being the cheap, you know, date that I am, I mean, I'm waiting for The Reacher to start again. I'm watching Slow Horses. I'm waiting for, all of these, you know, sort of old fashioned shoot 'em ups and stuff like that. That I think December 15th is when my world starts again.
And what is that?
Well, so that's the start date for the new Reacher series on Amazon Prime.
Okay.
There's going to be a couple of other new things that are coming. The second part two of The Crown, starts on the same day. So, you know, these are substantial. You know, what's interesting, Lisa, is that we think that streaming is all about, you know, total choice and everything else. But I think we're going to see more and more movement, even among the streamers, to appointment viewing TV. I mean, it's going to be, you're going to have an evening's worth of entertainment, even on TikTok, if you can believe that. Yeah. I think that that TikTok is also going to start to organize the content. In fact, they do a fabulous job now of studying what you have watched and have been interested in and feeding you more of that. I think they do a better job of that than anybody out there now.
Well,
and I hate TikTok, just to be clear.
I know. Thanks for joining us, Howard. Have a great day.
Right. Talk soon. Thank you.
Howard Tolman, our conversation sponsored by careervision.org. Steve's News is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. You should come.